Hello.
Good afternoon, Charles.
Hello.
It's Ian. How are you today?
Fine.
Well, we were speaking onto an email regarding the Wikipedia page for yourself.
Oh, you're that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, how's it going?
Everything is great. I've sent you a couple of profiles that you've asked me for, and you told me that you would like to speak on the phone, so here I am.
Yeah, okay, great. Let me finish this email, and then I'll pull up your thing. Give me 2 seconds.
Okay.
I'll just leave that one. Okay, here are a few samples we did in the past, and it's different profiles, including Paint. You know, information will be there. You did the PDCA?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So we do a lot of work with them. Would you be able to link us to their page?
That is something which basically if they approve, because that page was being designed, I guess, back in 2020. So for the reference, if they allow us to go ahead and edit the profile, we can surely go ahead and do that. But for right now, the first step would be that you have your personal profile over there, so that could be tagged or linked with any other profile.
Yeah, I mean, these are pretty simple. I mean, if I'm reading the Champion Industry ones, I mean, that's just 2 sentences.
Exactly.
What is it that you're doing that's like, where's the value?
All right, so if you go ahead and if you basically check the other one that I've just sent you, the Big Red Group or the Caliber International, because the criteria is that the content is something that
they're a little more involved.
Yeah, that the criteria is something that the information that whatever you would want us to provide it onto the Wikipedia page, we will only going to provide that. And at the end, we will give you a back end access so that if you would like to change, delete, or add any information, you can do that in the future.
Just do it on your own.
So that's
and you found that this has helped with SEO?
Sorry. Yeah, of course it does. Like, let's suppose that if you're doing marketing, anything like that, I've checked your website, and that's why I've sent you the email that you are basically qualifying for that particular part, because the PiedmontPaint.com, I think if you go ahead and if you basically create the Wikipedia page, then of course we will be adding up and linking up your particular website, your email, your phone number, every other information that you would like to provide, and that can help your website rank 50, 90, 60% better once the Wikipedia page is there, because if anybody is searching anything about Piedmont Paint or anything about it, then first thing would come up onto the page will be the Wikipedia page onto Google search or Yahoo or Bing, and then down below your websites and all the relevant links, references will be coming up. So, of course, that's a yes. It will help you in search engine optimization and on social media marketing.
Okay. So I actually have 3 companies all based out of the same office here. We are Piedmont Paint and Finish, and you found that website. But our other company is Pigment Paint Supply, and that URL is pigmentpaint.com, I believe. And you can look that up. Pigmentpaint.com. That site is getting a facelift here in the next couple of weeks. But this is the company where we sell the paint products.
Right.
To customers and then also to ourselves, you know, for our contracting. And then we have Good Bones Paint. And if you go to goodbonespaint.com, you'll see that's also our company. And we make this furniture paint and sell it
right.
at the store as well as directly to customers. So what if I did it, I would want one for all of them. I'm the owner of all of them. And what do you, like, if I look at, you know, some of these, okay, I see here.
See, the best part is that onto Wikipedia page, it depends, like, what information you would like to provide for what client. If you want the pictures, videos, or any of the media stuff on that as well, we can do that too. Because once the draft is being developed, we ask you personally that what more information you will be providing us. So it's not something that you pay for me the service and I'll go ahead and I'll create the page, then here it is. It's not like that. You will be the part of the process every single day that what progress are we making, what things are we making live onto it, and you will have unlimited changes down on the road so that once the page is not going live, you can make any changes that you would like to do.
Okay. I'm looking back at our emails.
Okay.
So I'm not willing to drop $3,000 on this, but I think I'm willing to do some, and then if we can see that it works, you know, maybe a little more. You've got three different packages here, you know, this basic package, startup package, and professional package. What are the big differences that you do between the professional package and the basic package? It looks like, you know, you get a little longer maintenance,
right.
But what else?
Yeah, it's basically the maintenance, and it also gives you the social media account verifications, like via Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, in which we will be giving you a blue tick icon size. If you know, like if you go to any celebrity page or any big company like Nike, Adidas, anything like that, they have a blue tick icon which refers them and makes them different from out of the league. And that basically tell the customer that that is something which is being verified through Facebook and Instagram. So that would also going to get you more part of that. On top of it, the professional one will give you 1 year of free maintenance, which means once the page is live, let's suppose in the next 3 weeks or 4 weeks or 5 weeks, then for the next 12 months, we will be bound with you that if you would like to add any information, change anything, delete anything, would like to make any other page, anything on that part, we will be able to basically maintain that page for you for the same time of time, which is 12 months.
Okay. Well, let me think on it, and let's talk tomorrow. What's your best sort of offer here to get me going and get this page set up? If I have a Wikipedia page, you're saying those things will link to our official website, they'll link to our social media pages.
Right.
You can link them to the PCA organization, any other organization I want to be linked to, some of the, if you do the pigment paint supply page, you can link that to the products we sell.
Mm-hmm.
You can link the paint companies that are using us, correct?
Exactly. That's how it works. But at that particular point, let's just say that you said that you have three companies, right? So I'm pretty sure you're not planning to integrate all three of them under one umbrella.
I actually am trying to do that. I'm not able to do it at the moment because of some tax implications, but ultimately I am trying to have one company buy the other companies.
Mm-hmm.
So that I don't have to deal with all the differences that I'm dealing with. I've been unable to do that because there were partnerships in all of these companies previously, and I've bought them all out. But now that they're sole proprietors, there's some big tax implications if I do it. And honestly, I don't want to pay a bunch of tax on money I didn't actually get. And so it's probably going to be a couple of years before I can actually pull that off.
Right. And according to Wikipedia standards, let's just say that if we create the page for you, which is the first page or the first website or the first Wikipedia page, that will be Piedmont Paint and Finish. So that will be called only one company. And if you would like to tag the pigment paint supply onto it, then that needs to have another page for that, so by which it could be sublink with that reference where it's coming from. Because on Wikipedia, it will not take clients onto different websites, but we can add website address, we can add phone numbers, we can add product pictures, anything that you would like to do. But in order to basically get them on board and get the references attached, it will be separate profiles for Wikipedia.
I think that the way I would want it to look is Piedmont Paint and Finish as a primary page, and then the other pages as secondary pages. So we could get working on the Piedmont Paint page right away. One thing I'm hoping to get out of this listing is more connections with the PCA specifically, connections with large commercial builders that we are trying to do business with, and ones that we have done business with, and also other, you know, residential builders in this area. I want to look a little deeper into, you know, these listings you sent me. Just to see, you know, if it makes sense.
Sure.
Can we talk again tomorrow? Or,
of course.
Or if you want to send me an email of just a quick outline of what it would look like, that would be great. But let's talk again tomorrow and see if we can get something rolling.
Sure. And we can surely talk tomorrow. And as you've asked me, like, what's the best we can do for you in the professional one, so I will also suggest you that first thing first, let's just create the first page, which will be the primarily one, the one that you've just basically set. That will be Piedmont Paint and Finish. That will be the main company. And then for other companies, I would not suggest you to go for the same package, which will be professional, because they will be subordinates, and we can add them into the basic package at that particular point. But first thing first is that we make the page live, so by which you could also know that what exactly are we doing, how we work, how the things are going on. So I would also suggest you to, so let's just start basically slow, and then once this page is live, we can work on the second and the third one as well. Now, as far as the price is concerned, instead of $3,000, which is $2,999, the best I can do for you is I can make it $2,450, which will be a one-time fee, and that would give you 1 year of maintenance, blue check, everything will be there on that part.
Well, let me think on that. That's a bit more than I was hoping for. Also, you know, when I saw that you could set up a page for $900, I thought, well, maybe. But $2,500, I'm like, you know, I don't know. I mean, I couldn't set the page up myself.
Yeah,
but I understand what you're doing.
Yeah, if you would like to basically start off slow, then we can go with the basic package. But at the end, the maintenance part is low. You're not basically getting any certified Google Knowledge Panel. You're not getting the notability enhancement, which means we will be going ahead and posting articles and all the stuff on different platforms just to basically rank your website up. So that all comes under a professional package. But if you're not willing to basically spend this much of amount and just would like to make the page up and live on Wikipedia to make your ranks better on search engine optimization and on SMM, then I would suggest you to at least go for startup. And the price for startup was $1,799. I can make it $1,200 for you.
Okay. I may do that. Let's talk again tomorrow. Give me a call late morning, and
no
I'll review it again.
No problem. Thank you, Charles.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.